Welcome to the Plant Grow REIT podcast.
Welcome to Plant Grow REIT. My name is Nadia Fesley and I'm here today with Liam McColl and Tegan Thomas. We're all millennial team members here at Aintree Group and we're here to chat about our career experiences and how we believe our generation is shaping the workforce in general. This is part of a series we'll be doing where each generation will have a chance to share their perspective and insights. So to get started, can you each introduce yourself and tell me about your role in Aintree Group? What drew you to the profession and how has your career evolved over time?
Thanks, Nadia. So I'm Liam. I am a lawyer at Aintree Group Legal. What drew me to that profession is a very complicated question, but when people ask me, I usually say the film Legally Blonde.
Oh, right.
Somehow very inspired. I didn't realise until some years later that it was a more of a sort of a hell yeah, women rule type
movie. Yeah.
And I'd completely missed that. I was just inspired anyway. So it started from being always supervised. Everything you do is always so closely looked at to now being more autonomous now that I've got 5 years of practicing experience and going out on your own and realising that there's no real nets to save you. So the job becomes a little bit more stressful, but you build your competence and it's kind of cool.
Mm.
So, yeah, and it's a bit how you go on being a millennial as a lawyer because a lot of people are much, much older than you.
Mm.
But that's all about me.
Cool. Thanks, Liam. How about you, Tegan?
My name's Tegan and I'm an assistant manager at Aintree Group. What drew me to accounting? I guess probably when I was back at school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And I thought I'll take accounting as a subject just to give it get a little bit of taste of it. And I fell in love with it. And from then on, just thought, I'm going to stick with this. And went through uni, started off as a graduate accountant, and obviously 15, almost 15 years later, I've worked my way up to an assistant manager.
My name is Nadia, also part of Aintree Group Accounting as a director here. What drew me to the profession was in fact the accounting subject. I loved it and I loved the problem solving and the debits and credits and that kind of thing. I also like the idea of working in an office. And when I first started as a graduate accountant, I loved the variety of the work that we did. Previously, I used to work in a call centre and it was so boring and time was ticking. When I got my first role here as a graduate accountant, time just flew and I'm just like, this is the right role for me. I just worked my way up and started as a graduate accountant. Now I'm a director. Went overseas for a year as well in the UK, and I feel like most millennials do something like that, spend 2 years in the UK and get experience over there. So Liam, what was your biggest challenge you faced when entering the workforce?
When I became a lawyer at the age of 25, it was a big jump to suddenly being surrounded by people who are much, much older than you. You're no longer really surrounded by peers that are your own age. So sometimes there's that sort of, I want to say like an alienation. At work, it's all suddenly very professional and everyone's there to do work. They're not there to socialise. They're not there to be friends. They're there to do their job. That was probably the biggest challenge. I was like entering a world that was something that I just wasn't used to at all. And that usually is part and parcel of working in a law firm. A lot of people are much older than you and there is a great sort of a range across all types of generations where there is Gen Z, Gen X and millennials and quite a lot of, people from the baby boomers as well because a lot of them are partners, directors and managers. So it is a big thing or a big challenge because everyone has their different methods of working and what they do. So that was, that was the toughest one.
Yeah. And also technology as well and how people approach each other. I feel like nowadays everyone messages each other on Teams, but with the older generations, they tend to like talking in person. And
drop in the office.
Have a conversation.
Yeah. And even when we change systems and I feel as if the older generation is less adaptable to change, unlike the younger people.
Yep.
I mean, everyone's got their own personalities, but I think that's a big stereotype, but it is kind of true with the older generations that we've dealt with. Even us moving offices and seeing how people adapted to the new office. Like, I saw someone that was in the older generation that took a bit of time for that person to adapt, which is quite interesting, where I feel the younger ones just, you know, get right into it. And I'm going to ask you a question, Tegan. What do you think are the biggest stereotypes associated with our generation? And is there any truth to them as well?
I didn't want that question.
No?
Because I don't even know. What are the stereotypes?
Well, I feel as if like entitlement is one of them. That we're quite entitled, and also that we seek flexibility, work-life balance. A lot of us like to work from home, where I feel like the older generation prefers to come into the office. I think there is some truth to that, and also mental health as well. I feel like that's been a big key theme, where the older generation just, you know, didn't deal with it or just, yeah.
Yeah, there's much more of a focus about, personal leave, which was used to be sort of, you know, exclusively for I'm unwell because I have a cold to now I need a mental health day. And it's that's something that I've seen changed in the workplace with, I would say, more so the introduction of Gen Z into the workplace now, which is it's a completely valid reason for having a day off. You know, you can be physically unwell and mentally unwell. And that's also like a really big change as well.
Yeah. I feel like the conversation's more open around that as well.
Definitely, yeah.
We're more comfortable saying that we're just not having a good day, where I feel as if the older generation's probably less likely to.
And if you're not having a good day, you just step away and, you know, do something that, you know, is not your usual work day. Yeah. Read a book.
Yeah, that's right.
Sit and watch some TV, just anything that distracts your mind from work. Sometimes you definitely need that.
Yeah. What do you think is the stereotypes of the younger generations?
Lazy.
Laziness, yep.
Definitely lazy. You know, they want so much but aren't prepared to work for it, I guess.
Yeah, like they expect more.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they used to say the same things about millennials as well when we first entered the workforce, and I'm sure they probably said the same thing about Gen X. But
and they rely heavily on technology, obviously. We were sort of in between where the boomers, they would have a conversation, whereas the millennials, we could have a conversation as well as rely heavily on technology, whereas I feel like Gen Z can just want to communicate via social media and online platforms and don't know how to hold a conversation.
Do you think it's any truth to them being lazy?
Nah.
Nah? You don't think they're lazy at all?
Nah, in Asia Group Legal, we work with a fair few people who are from Gen Z, and there are often times where I'm like, God, these people work harder than I do. They used to work earlier than I do. Yep. And it's like, oh, they're putting me to shame. But every person I've ever worked with Gen Z has never been, I've never thought that stereotype is true.
Okay.
Yeah. They've just got that get up and go attitude. Like, they're fresh to the industry. They just want to be a sponge and absorb as much as they possibly can. And I feel like the millennials and the boomers can be complacent at times and just want to stick within our box, whereas they're happy to take on a new challenge and, just jump all in.
Yeah, it seems like across the generations people become more adaptable to change. So I felt like we were adaptable, but I feel like the younger generation's probably more than us. What have you learned from working with other generations?
The other generations? With Gen Z, I've, strangely enough, learned how to stick up for myself more.
Ah, yeah.
They're very upfront with... you know, they want flexibility in their working arrangements, or if they don't know how to do something, they're just not people pleasers. And I felt the millennials have always just been people pleasers or very yes people. You don't really speak up for yourself. And Gen Z are very quickly to put their foot down, which is kind of refreshing.
Yes.
After being in workplaces where you're not meant to complain, you're just meant to say, yeah, and whatever. The Gen Z not afraid to really stick up for themselves or even their co-workers as well. But even then with boomers, I felt that there's always been this traditional way of working where it's always about that your output at work is very important, but also appearances as well. So that means, you know, I can't really talk, I'm not wearing one, but wearing a suit to work is a small thing, but it is also so important for appearances. Or even if you're, you know, rocking up to work on time and leaving on time and doing those small little things are worth their weight in gold, more than really anything else. So, yeah.
Okay. What advice would you give someone just entering the workforce in their career today?
Be a sponge. Absorb as much as you possibly can. Speak to, you know, the boomers as well as the millennials and, you know, try and get to know people on a personal level. Yeah. Everyone's different and everyone works differently. So it's about finding the best way to work with that particular person and, yeah, just taking on board feedback, I think, is a big thing.
Yeah.
And learning from their past.
That's it, yeah. I feel like we can learn a lot from the baby boomer. Baby boomers. And also from the Gen Z as well. My advice would be to, yes, be a sponge. And I think working in the office is good for that, where I'll feel as if the younger generation wants to work from home and, you know, have that work-life balance, but they're missing out on hearing the noise of hearing people around them and to be able to gain knowledge from that. And then just decide and mould yourself into who you want to be based on your experiences and your conversations with people and just learn a little bit from the older, a little bit from the younger. And, yeah, I think that's the best way to be able to grow.
And also don't be scared to challenge yourself.
No.
I think before you enter, you know, a professional career, you stick within your own friendship groups.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, have a communication with them super easily, whereas when you're around new people of all generations, it's very hard to open up and be yourself and hold a conversation with them because it's just all unknown.
Yeah.
So, definitely think that's important as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that, including doing this podcast. What legacy do you think our generation will leave in the workplace?
I'd say our ability to adapt to change. And I think it's a very awkward generation being a millennial because they called us the first generation to be technology natives. And there's that, you know, computers, the internet were all coming about during our generation. And it started working from, you know, really big boxes of computers, which was even still then a big jump when we were growing up, to working with the technology that we have now and where we've realised that we've got to adapt to change in technology and how we use technology. We don't use it just because we should or we can. You do it to be efficient and make your life easier, to automate certain processes. And I found that, you know, Gen Z, when they come in, they know how to do everything. They know how to work everything. They're very quick to work out technology. They have this very fast learning method, and that's probably because they've grown up with a lot of technology, where we suddenly, when we were growing up, had no technology or very little to having an abundance of it. And we've always adapted.
Yep.
And I remember being in a workplace that had almost, you know, no technology besides one computer and a printer, to now being an Aintra group where everyone gets their own laptop and you've got Microsoft Teams and you've got Outlook and you've got to do this and you've got to do that. And it's this very it can be very overwhelming, but we've learned to adapt pretty quick, whereas there have been some older generations where when I first started, there was the partner of the firm did not know how to use a computer and he refused to learn. So everything had to be done through the people who could use a computer, which was, you know, a lot of the younger workers, and there was just that refusal to adapt because it was either too late to do it or it's too complicated.
Yep.
Whereas we've always been a part of a changing sort of dynamic in the world of technology and how it evolves, and we know how to adapt well to it, and it's going to keep on happening, and that's probably something that we'll probably be remembered for.
wonder if that will be the same view for Gen Z, because maybe the like, yes, we have adapted from having the one computer, big box computer, to, you know, having our own personal laptops and having different systems. I wonder if they'll have the big changes as well. We just don't know what they are yet. And
maybe they'll refuse to, you know, they've got the technology that they do now. And there could be, you know, even further evolution of technology that they just refuse to adapt to.
Yes.
Or that they do very quickly or who knows, yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Anything you want to add, Tegan?
I also think with, as well as technology, the, you know, the life experience, you know, the baby boomers were typically, the men would go to work and the women would stay home.
Oh, yes.
And they would raise the kids, whereas the millennials, you find there's a lot more women in the workforce, especially, you know, professional careers that work as well as run a family. So it's a combination of, you find there's a lot more women, and then obviously with the younger generation it's pretty much 50-50, and it'd be interesting to see how they adapt to when they, you know, start to need that. I feel like they're at the moment is they've got a good adapt to work-life balance, and they come to work, they do their job, and then they switch off, whereas I think the millennials come to work, go home, still think about work. And the boomers, you know, they're always the last to leave the office. I think they've just got that work ethic where, you know, they won't leave until they've got what they needed to get done. And assume everything else at home is getting done by their partner.
Yeah, that's right. The other part, or there's something else that I think about, is the older generations. I felt like used to be slow, or they are slower than us, and we've become, you know, we're more fast-paced. And then looking at the Gen Z and then all of that, I just wonder how quick things, you know, previously there was, you know, no computers, so everything was done via mail. So, you know, people worked at a slower pace. They didn't have this time ticking, where now, you know, we try to do so much more with such limited time. Also embracing AI as well, I think, is another thing. So, yeah, it's like we're trying to do more within a limited amount of time. So I wonder how much faster the generations will be as well as they progress and embrace AI as well. Thank you for listening to Plant, Grow, Reap. We hope you tune in for the rest of our generational workforce episodes still to come. Subscribe and follow Plant, Grow, Reap wherever you get your podcasts to get notified when new episodes go live. Thank you, Tegan. Thank you, Liam.
Thanks, Nadia.
Thank you.